Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, let's get into this week's shiur. Again, we are in the Tzorba Mirabanan volume number 20, the Lax family edition, the Niazah family volume, and we are up to shiur number 6 in this volume, and that is the Halachas of Muksa. We started Muksa last week, and now we are up to the second shiur regarding Muksa. Last week we spoke about the background for Muksa. We spoke about the different reasons that the Rambam and the Ravid give for Muksa, 4 different reasons, 3 by the Rambam, 1 by the Ravid. If you remember, Gzeira Mishum Hotsa'a, that was the Ravid's edition, but the Rambam says so you have a Shvisa Nikeres, so that it could be recognizable both for you and for others that the day is different, just like your hiluch has to be different, then your dibur has to be different, your tiltal has to be different, and the other reasons that are given. And then we got into the concept of a klisha malachta l'isser, which is a different type of muksa than all other muksas. Klisha malachta l'isser can be moved. We mentioned that the isser of muksa is not to touch it. You're allowed to touch muksa. You're not allowed to move muksa. Certain things that might be moved when you touch it, maybe can't be touched because you're going to move it automatically. But muksa can't be moved. But kli shemalat l'isser, a stapler, a pen, a crayon, any type of kli that is usually used l'isser, that has the heter of being moved, letzorach gufo and letzorach makomo. If I want to use it for a mutter purpose, I want to use a scissors to cut chicken, then it's mutter, letzorach gufo. Letzorach makomo, I need the place where it is. I left a klisha malachta l'isser on the Shabbos table. I want to set the table, so then I'm allowed to move it to use the place. So that was only by klisha malachta l'isser. That's the only category of muksa that has such a heter, and that's why some don't even like to call it a muksa in the category of with all the other muksas, because it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira of tiltul kalim, which was made at a different time in history than the other muksas, right? We saw the Gemara in Shabbos last time, the last year, that this was made in the days of Nehemiah and Ezra, but we saw the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, which talks about when David HaMelech died, and Shlomo HaMelech went and asked the question of the Beis Medrash, because the mace is muksa, that's muksa machmas gufa, which Bezer will talk about in this year. So you see, that was much earlier than the gzeira of Tiltul Kalim, of klisha malachta l'isser. So there are different categories of muksa, but that's what we saw last time, the klisha malachta l'isser. This year, we're going to split up shiur number 6 into 2, and we're going to get into first to introduce klisha malachta l'heter. Are there any limits? Muksa machmas chesser and kiss we're going to talk about, and we're going to start talking about muksa machmas gufo. So those are the 3 topics for today's shiur. So we learned klisha malachta l'isser is allowed to be moved for limited purposes, but we're not allowed to move, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to move a klisha malachta l'isser mechama l'tzel, which basically means for its own benefit, from the sun to the shade, literally. If it's in the sun and I wanted to protect it, I'm not allowed to move it. That's for itself. So those are the 3 levels of use of needs. Litzarach gufo, litzarach makomo, and mechama l'tzel. And the Gemara's maskana was, mechama l'tzel is not allowed, but for a klisha malachta l'heter, a kli that's usually used for a mutter purpose, then I could move it even mechama l'tzel. Right, that was the maskana of the Gemara, and let's review that again. The Gemara, the sources, page 257 in our volume, source number 1, here in shiur number 6, the Gemara tells us again, if you're review, Tan Rabbanan, Bar Rishon, HaYomim, Shalosh HaKelim, Nitalim B'Shabbos. Originally, when they made the Gzeira, Nehemiah saw that there was such rampant Chilul Shabbos that he asked moving everything, he muttered just a few things that were needed, that were the basic needs. Bar Rishon, HaYomim, Shalosh HaKelim, Nitalim B'Shabbos. Just 3 types of Kelim. Miksoa Shal Dveila, a type of knife for cutting figs. Vizua Malisron Shal Kedera. Remember, that was a type of item to wipe out the pot, v'sakin katana shagabi shokhan, and a little knife. You need a knife to cut your food. And then eventually they started mottering and mottering until the maskana is, Rava says, I'm a Rava, there in source number 1, Kufchav Gimel and Shabbos, hitiru davar shamalachta laheter, bein l'sarach kufo, bein l'sarach makomo, v'chazru v'hitiru mechama l'tzel. Muksama, a klishamachta laheter was allowed to be moved no matter what. gufo, makomo, or even mechamel itzel, or even for its own benefit. And that's what the Rambam rules, like that maskana of Rava, right? Rava and Abaya, we pass them like Rava in all the cases. The six ones we mentioned of Yakagam, those are famous, those six. But we pass them like Rava in all the other cases. Says the Rambam, Hilcha Shabbos Parachafei, kol kli shemalakto leheter, bein shahaya shal eitz or shal cheres, whether it is made out of wood, or earthenware, or stone. O shal mateches, mutter letalto l'bshabbos. It's mutter to move on Shabbos. Bein b'shal atzma shal kli, bein l'tzarech gufo, bein l'tzarech atzma, right? For itself. That's what the Rambam says, the first, l'shibishal atzma shal kli, and then makomo or gufo. The Magen Mishnah, though, has the following diyak. The Rambam and the Gemara say, you're allowed to use a kli shemlach to laheter, you're allowed to move it, even mechamal itzel. What about less than mechamal itzel? What about for no purpose at all? What would be no purpose at all? It's hard to come up with. Why would you move something for no purpose at all? If you're moving it, you obviously want a purpose. I don't know. What if you you're banging a spoon. Let's say a spoon is a klishim lachta laheter. So you're just like tapping a spoon, right? Daydreaming tapping a spoon. Would that be, that's not mechamal itzel really. Is that l'tzarech gufo? That might be l'tzarech gufo because I want to bang the spoon now. So it's hard to know what would be shelo l'tzarech klal if you have no. But let's say you could come up with a shelo l'tzarech klal, says the Magen Mishnah, I think that would be usher. The Gemara says that kli shemalakto laheter is mutter, even in chamal itzel, but it doesn't say a level down. Even if shalot tzarech klal. Maybe shalot tzarech klal for Shabbos. Am I allowed to move a kli shemalakto laheter on Shabbos to protect it for after Shabbos? Something like that. So would that be enough? So the Magen Mishnah says in source number 3, Vida. It sounds like from the Rambam, based on the Gemara, that a kli shemal de laheter cannot be moved if it's shalol sura klal. V'yath harashba kein he'ala b'herakirin. The Rashba also says this in the third parak. Sheish lahachmir shlo lito kli shalol sarach. Should not be metaltel a kli without any tzarach. V'chein bedin. And also it sounds that way from the Gemara. Shrebi Gemara, Rava Bava Hiter. Rava, remember all the levels of Heter, it was Usser, and then little by little they matir. Upiresh, to Shalol Tzorach, Avila Mechamal Itzel. What does Shalol Tzorach mean? That means Mechamal Itzel, protect it. Ve'im Das Rava Hilahatir, Afila Shalol Tzorach Klal, says the Magen Mishnah. If Rava meant to say that any need, so Shalol Tzorach should mean Shalol Tzorach Klal. Why does Shalol Tzorach mean Mechamal Itzel? Halo Hayelo Lahaske Mechamal Itzel. It shouldn't have said that. Elo Hayelo Mar Shalol Tzorach the Mishnah Seinu the Hayinu Shalol Tzorach Klal. V'chein Advar Machru Machram Sham Lefi Daiti. Says the Magen Mishnah. I think that's a diak from the Rambam and the Gemara that to move a kli shemachto leheter for Shalol Tzorach Klal is Asar on Shabbos. V'yesh Mefarshim, the Magen Mishnah says, some don't make my diyuk, de matir na kli shalata lehetar, afilu shalot sara klal, ve'in le al mashi yismochu, he does not like that heter. The Ran also agrees with this, but he has a caveat. Says the Ran, source number 4, umiyu, afilu em no marklein, de kli shalata lehetar, shalot sara klal, Asar, even if you want to say kli shalata lehetar has some limits, there are certain things that are not even kli shemalakta laheter. They're even better. Meaning, you look in the Gzeira of Nehemiah, there were certain things that were included in the Gzeira, kli shemalakta laheter, kli shemalakta laheter, but suggests, that says the Ran, food. Food was never included in the Gzeira. So you're allowed to move food, shalol tzorach klal. There was never an Isser that was matired. So if there was never Isser that was matired, then it's never going to have any limits on it. So that's the Ran. The Ran quotes like the Magen Mishnah, that there is a limit on kli shemalakta laheter. Source number 4. The kli shemalakta laheter, shalot sara klal, osu lataltalo, hani mili bekalim. By kalim, a kli shemalakta laheter might have some limitations. Avo besifre kodesh, what about svarim? Svarim. Va'ochlin, ein lanu. There are no limits at all. Lefisha kalim, shenasru, mitchila, ein lan latir, elamashibir shachachamim. A kli that was matired, fine, you could say that it was only matired for a certain purpose. Avo kisve hakodesh va'ochlin, but svarim and food. Shalo nasru me'olam. That was never included in the Isser, kala machmir, alav lahavi raya. Then that's not Isser at all. Anything that was not included in the Isser originally doesn't have to have a heter, and we wouldn't limit the heter. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, quotes the Chumrah of the Magen Mishnah in the Ran, that kli shemalakta laheter has some limitations, but on the other hand, whatever was never included, what's even beyond, so that's going to be mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, source 5, kli shemalakta laheter, mutter letaltalo afilu einu el tzarach hakli. Even if it's not l'sarach hakli, shema yishaver o yiganev. So, eno ela l'sarach hakli, right? Kli shema tel heter is allowed to be moved, what we call mechama l'tzel, for its own good. Ava shalol l'sarach klal, but if it's no need at all, asu l'taltala, like we saw. But anything that wasn't included is not a problem at all. Kisvei HaKodesh v'ochlin mutal l'taltala, mafilu shalol l'sarach klal, even shalol l'sarach klal, it's going to be allowed because those were never included in terms of food. And Tosfos just adds on here, it's not just food. I said before, maybe a spoon. Says Tosfos, kalim used for food, bowls and spoons and cups, those are all like food. That was never included in the Gzeira. Even though you look at the Gemara, you think that all those kalim are also included. No, says Tosfos, those are like an extension of food, and it's even better than a klisha malach de laheter. Tosfos, miksor shal dvela, lo chashev ala kalim de labane kibol. Only kalim that don't have a receptacle. Tapshita, to kosos, ukarus, utzlochi, osamataltalin. Cups and bowls, for sure, that was never included. That was never included, and therefore those bowls and cups, they could be moved, even shlul tzar klal, even if you want to be machmer, like the Magen Mishnah and the Ran, says the Shulti Giborim, right, one of the classic commentaries on the Rif, source number 7, lefizek kosos ukarus utzlochios umaksor shaldvela. Vizua malistron, right, the kalim that were never asered, the Shulti Giborim puts that with kosos kar slochios, he adds that. Right, there are different levels of understanding heterim. You can have, right, we have in the Gemara talks about tumah, tumah hutra betzibur, tumah dechuya betzibur. We have the discussion in the Achronim about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, whether something is nidche, there's an isser, but it's pushed aside. Hutra means there was an isser, but it was matir totally. But then there's another concept called shul, it was never nechla my isser in the first place. Like, for example, heter of ochel nefesh on Yontif. So you could say, why are you allowed to cook on Yontif? Is it that it was usser, but then there's a heter that the Torah says that you're allowed to cook on Yontif? It's an isser that's matired. Or do you say it's an isser that disappears because of the heter of ochel nefesh? Or the Ramban's lashon in Parshas Emor, no, Yontif, it was never usser. What does it say in the Torah is usser on Yontif? Meleches avoda. Kol meleches avoda lo sasu. That's what usser. But cooking is called Meleches Hana'a, not Meleches Avoda. So it wasn't that it was asered and then matir. It was never asered in the first place. It's like, why are you allowed to cook on Tuesday? You're allowed to cook on Tuesday. Oh, okay, it was asered, now it was mutter? No, it was never aser on Tuesday. So of course it's going to be mutter to cook on Tuesday. So cooking on Yontif is like cooking on Tuesday, according to the Ramban. It was never nechlal in the iser at all. So here too, it was never food and svarim, and maybe, like Tosfos says, food utensils were never included in the iser, so therefore it's even better than a klisha malach de laheter. So even if you want to say a klisha malach de laheter has limitations, that the most you're allowed to do is mechama l'tzel, but when it comes to bowls and spoons and kalim items, that would be mutter totally. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah in source number 8 quotes again the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this chilek. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Avashlo tzar klal." Let's read the Mishnah Berurah, source number 8 on page 260. Tahainu im kalayam lo yisrochenu klal. Right, if you won't need it at all, that's shlo l'sar klal. If you're going to need it that day, it's mutter. But if you're not going to need it at all, shlo l'sar klal. V'hu adin kosos ukaros utzlochios v'sachach akabei ashuchan. Also, food utensils. The tadirin betashmish, l'chal alev toras muksa klal. There's no muksa at all on them. Uka ochlin v'kisvei hakodesh dami. That's like the Shilta Gibarim says. V'yalkein mutarin l'taltel afilu shlo l'sar klal. V'yish machmir n'afilu b'kilim elu. Some say, some are machmir by these kalim. Either because, pashas because there's no extension of food. There's food and food kalim. Even Tosfos only said food and sif and svarim were never included. But the kalim having to do with food, that's an extension of the Shulchan Aruch. That's not mufurish in the Shulchan Aruch. So maybe that would be a potential problem. Says the Rav Avadia also, finishing up, source number 9, Chazon Avadia, klin lim shemalach to laheter, gon kosa omid l'shtiyah. So he puts the food utensils into the category of Kli Shel Matzah L'Heter. Ukaros Utzlachios Omos Lechol Mehem. Or cups and bowls. Visakin Omedes Lachtoch Bo Lechem Abasar. Or knives that you can cut meat or bread with. Mutter L'Taltel on B'Shabbos. One is allowed to be Metaltel on Shabbos. Bein B'Shul Gufam. Shishtam B'Shul Adam L'Tzorach Atzmo. Bein B'Shul Mekomim Shiroz L'Shabbos B'Mekomim. For whatever the... his need of a shul tzorach klali l'taltalam, he's machmir that he shouldn't be metaltalit for no purpose at all. Rav Chaim Noah also, so again, it doesn't come up that often in terms of being metaltal something shalol tzorach klal. But again, food is mutter totally for sure. Svarim, mutter totally for sure. Kli shemalachta laheter, l'chadchila, one should not be metaltal shalol tzorach klal, maybe for tomorrow's purposes. And food utensils, that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas, whether that's considered like food or whether that's considered like Kli Shel Malachto Lahet. Okay, that is issue number one, Kli Shel Malachto Lahet. Let's get to the next category of Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. So now we get into the category, the next category of Muksa, and these don't have any types of Heter moving. Let's start Gufa, let's start Bekomo. Maybe we'll talk about it in the future, moving indirectly. What's called Tiltum Anatzad. But tilt bagufo. But now we're just getting the rules. General direct muksa, direct touching, moving a muksa is not allowed in all the other categories of muksa. Muksa machmas chesron kis. Chesron kis literally means it's financial loss, potential financial loss. Usually this category is talking about expensive items, but as we'll see, lav dafka. Not for sure expensive items. So what is this talking about? So as we saw, Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, source number 11, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Call a kelim nitalim. All kelim can be moved on Shabbos. Chutz mi a meser agaldo v'yaseh shel machresha. A big fancy type of saw or a peg that goes into the plow. That is, those two are not allowed to be moved because those are special, fancy, only used for purposes. So the muksamachmas chesron kis is the next one that we're going to focus on. And again, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Gimel, the Rabbi Yossi tells us that you have these special types of kalim that are not normally used for anything else, so those have the status of chesron kis. They're muksa. Chazal said you wouldn't use them for anything else on Shabbos except for what it's supposed to be used for, so that is why it has the status of muksa chesron kis. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Nun Zayin, even Rabbi Shimon, who usually has a more limited approach to muksa, but here he would agree to this muksa, even Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, source number 12, muksa machmas chesron kis. I feel Rabbi Shimon mode. Did not call a kelim nitalim b'shabbat chutz ben ameser agadol v'yaseh shel machresha. Tosfos says, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon would agree, and Tosfos notes this means even l'sorach gufo, l'sorach makomo, you can't move it. You can't move chesron kis. This category, Yesh Li Zorish L'Taltal Afilu L'Tzorach Gufo, says Tosfos, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Shinches. Shinches is the simon about muksa, and this, by the way, is the first muksa that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. As I said, Kli Shel Malachto L'Heter L'Isser, that's all a secondary type of muksa, and it's different. But real muksa, off limits, can't move it at all. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol HaKelim Yitalam B'Shabbetz, Chutz Bi Muksa Machbet Chesron Kis. All kelim can be moved except for chesron kis, kegon, sakin shel shchita, o shel mila. Yeah, what are some examples of special knife for shechting or the mila knife? You're not going to use that for anything else. You're nervous that it would get damaged. Izemel shel saparim, or sofrim, sakin shel sofrim, v'chum hulu, a type of quill. All those are usir l'tatzelo, even l'sarach gufo, even l'sarach makoma. V'hu adin, says the Rama, kelim yuchadim l'schora. You have items that are going to be that are designated for selling, for merchandise, that also your machbid, you don't want it to get ruined, that could also be chesron kis. Let's say you have an item that you want to return to a store. You don't want it to get damaged, or else they're not going to take it back. That could be chesron kis. So what exactly is the definition? How would you define it? So the Rambam tells us. The Rambam tells us a definition. Source number 15. Kol kli shem machbid alav shema yifchesu damav. Any kli that you're makbid, that the value might go down. Kigon kelim hamuksim l'schora, like items that are used for business. V'kelim yikaram bioser, or fancy types of kelim. Shem makbid alayim, shem yifsidu. I know yesterday I was at a wedding, and somebody gave me a pen to fill out the ksuba with. A very fancy pen. He says, I only use this pen on special occasions. So l'chora, that pen is not a kli shel machto l'iser. If you only use that pen for special occasions, that's chisaron kis. Also Lataltal on Bashabas. Vizeo Nikra Mukva Machmas Chesron Kis. That is Chesron Kis. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, explains at the beginning of Simen Shen Ches, again the Simen about Muksa. Rotzalomer Afilu Klishim Lachto Isser Nital al Kalpanim Lusar Gufa Makoma. Klishim Lachto Lisser can be moved at all, but this one cannot be moved at all. Chesron Kis. Again, often it's expensive, but Lavdafka. Lavdafka, if it's designated for its usage and you would never use it for anything else because you don't want it to get ruined, that's enough. Wrote Salamar Shamachmas Chash Hefsid, who Machmad Aleim Shamalal Taltalim, who Maxa Osam Mi Daito. Your Maxa Mi Daito. And again, a lot of this has to do with your mindset. Your mindset. The Beis Yosef says, again, even if they're not valuable, like the example I gave and they gave before, if you want to return something to a store, that's going to make it Chesron Kis. And again, there's a lot of subjectivity here. If you look in the Yalkut Yosef in 18, Din Muktam Achmas Chesron Kis Tali Bekpeidasam Shabailam. We'll see what this comes up. Very Lamaisa. It's Tali on the Kpeid of the Bailam. Something that's Chesron Kis for me might not be Chesron Kis for you. If the Bailam aren't so Machpid, Lo Avi Muksa L'Didei, it's not Muksa. Even if others are makbid, it could be muksamat cheskun kiss for one person and not for the other person. What are some examples? So you see in the Yalkut Yosef in 19, he quotes some examples. Some of them might not even recognize. Bule doar, lo muhtamim, unused stamps. You wouldn't use a stamp for anything else except mailing a letter. Again, we don't really mail letters nowadays. Darkon, a passport. A matzlema, a camera. Rani or Eric, fancy types of pieces of paper. Sak and shalmila, pimutos, candlesticks, even if they're not lit, that's called muksamachmas iser. But even if they're not lit, those types of candlesticks, you want to just show somebody some of your silver connection. So you're going to take out a coast to show them, okay, but the candlesticks, they weren't lit when Shabbos started. Again, but you wouldn't use them for anything else, so that would be a problem. A check, taklitim, right? These are all different types of chesron kis. The Magen Avraham, interesting, the list paper, like paper you write on. So in the days of the Magen Avraham, maybe it was, wouldn't use that for anything else. Niyar chalak havi muksa. V'nir li muksa machlat chesron kis given to omi l'ksiva kabrala, your makpid. The Magen Avraham. The Prima Gadam wonders, I don't know, we use paper for other things. You'd crumple up a piece of paper and, I don't know, make a paper airplane and a cover, you want to use it for a bottle cap. So Prima Gadam says, I'm not sure if paper would be Chesron Kis today. The Shmir Shabbos also quotes that regular type of writing paper is not Chesron Kis. It would be Klishim Lachdal Isser. Klishim Lachdal Isser. Your paper is a Klishim Lachdal Isser? Yeah, because you usually write on it. But you could use it L'Tzra Gufo. If you want to, I don't know, make the paper airplane, which maybe is that bonnet, but we're not going to get into that right now. But again, using it for any other purpose, l'chora, it's a klish l'achtal l'isser, says the Shmir Shabbos. Though Rav Moshe still thinks that, I don't know, nobody, I guess he would only use paper for writing, and therefore, says the Rav Moshe in source 22, lo matzino bardas shema abi neyaro sheyachol l'chtav aleyam. I don't know anyone who uses paper for other purposes, that paper that you could write on, you just lose it. Okay, so this is paper. Interesting, what about, and this is very, very Lamaisa, what about electronic devices? What about electronic devices like cell phones or laptops? So they're at least a Kalisha Malachto Le'isser. Do they have, are they more than that? Are they Chesron Kis? So that's the question. A number of posts in the Shmir Shabbos, the Pnina Halacha quote that these are Chesron Kis because they're generally only used for what they're used for. You wouldn't use a phone, you wouldn't use a laptop for anything else. But the Piskei Tshuvos notes that it depends how they're used. And again, this might depend on the user. If somebody would use them for other purposes, you'd use your phone for a bookmark, you'd use that to hold papers down, you'd use it for other some of that purpose, or I'll add. Well, you know, would you throw your phone across the room to your friend? That's not Chesron Kis if you do that, right? You wouldn't throw a laptop, but would you treat it in a special way? So that it depends. It might depend on the person. Piskei Tshuvos 23. Ubizmanenu kol sugim achshirim elektroniim liminehem. ומחשבים וטלפונים למיניהם, ושאר מכשירים דיגיטליים מדהימים. Lamaisa yesh ladas ki akol toli bakpadas bali amachshir. A lot of it is toli on the das of the bal machshir. It depends on the owner. V'meino machpid bimos achol ataltil asachig and machshir stam. If you don't care and you'll fool around with the phone, oh and pa'amim mishtamesh, oh la nichon ayer shalay ufo, you sometimes put it on paper so the paper doesn't fly away. Oh afnos no latino klishi asachig bo, oh you'll give it to your 2-year-old to play with the phone a little bit. What's he going to do with it? It's okay, I'll give it to play with. That's not chesron and kiss. You wouldn't give your 2-year-old your passport to play with. You wouldn't. You wouldn't give it your driver's license to play with. As dino, I did a muksamach with chesron and kiss. It's not muksamach with kiss. El akli shemalach del iser, what could be moved, lezarach gufo, and lezarach makoma. There is a question on the achronim. To be chesron and kiss, do you have to at least be a kli shemalach del iser? Could it be a kli shemalach del heter? Could that also turn into a chesron kiss? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav is mashma, the Balatanya, that it has to at least be kli shemalach del iser. If it's kli shemalach del heter, then it can't turn into chesron kiss. Kelim ayikarim biyoser, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Af al pish inan l'schor el shemalach del iser. Umakbid aleim l'shtamish b'em. If they're blocked on l'iser and you're makbid, so then that could be chesron kiss, implying that if it's a kli shemalach del heter, then it wouldn't be able to get to the next step. But that's not in the Rambam. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch, that limitation. And therefore, many assume, the Shmir Shabbos says, even if it's not a kli shemalach del iser, right, unless you have a fancy painting on the wall, that's not a kli shemalach del iser, that's the heter, it's just a picture, but that could be chesron kiss. That could be chesron kiss if you would not use it for any other purpose. Says the Shmir Shabbos, 25. Kol davar shadam koveya lo makom machmas erko arav. If anybody sets something in a spot because of its great value, umakbish lo latalta lo so michsha shemi yiskalkel, and you're makbid not to move it because it might get ruined. Go and show and kier a clock on the wall, tzmuna umnutit, a fancy painting, shemachbid aleh gamze bichla muksa machmas chesron kiss. That's chesron. Let's say I want to take it off my wall to show somebody closer. Can't do that on Shabbos. Ain kol heter l'taltalo. There's no heter. V'chein aron kavech adam nizah shalot taltalo mekomo. You have a heavy closet. Shemi is kalkal like of a tilto. Maybe it's going to get ruined. You never move something because you don't want it to get ruined. Muksavas l'taltalo. You let it open the door. A refrigerator. A refrigerator might be a chesron kiss. Might be a chesron kiss. Again, you could open the doors. Open the doors, but you can't move it. The Piskei Tshuvos notes that, again, we're talking about something that you wouldn't move because of its value. If you wouldn't move it generally because it's heavy, but not because you're concerned about the value, that's not chesron kiss. That's not chesron kiss. That would just be regular. That's the Piskei Tshuvos in Simen Shin Ches, in source 26. Aronos v'makara v'shar kelim v'chafatzim kvedim ma'od. If they're very heavy, if you don't move them, because you don't want them to get ruined, then that's chesron kiss. Even though sometimes you move them in order to clean under them, like before Pesach. But if you don't move them not because you're worried about the loss, because they're so heavy, then there would be an issue of there will be an Isra Muksa, only at most Lasarech Klishamat al Isra. Therefore, you can move it. Sarech Gufa Lasarech Makoma. Rav Avadia also holds that a Klishamat al Heter cannot be Chesron Kiss, he writes in the next. Lamaisa, the Archa Shabbos suggests that maybe there's no real Machlokas here. No real Machlokas here. It depends how Machpid you are about it. Again, it sounds like it's machlokas. Kli shemalach del heter. Can it be chesron kiss? But he tries to put everybody together. He says in source 28, the kol she'ena kli muchan klal l'shimush b'shabbos. If the kli has no, you didn't think about it at all on Shabbos. You would never use it. U'baylav makpidin al kach hariz emuksa. V'lachin b'dera klal kli shemalach del heter. Most of the time, kli shemalach del heter are not muksa because there's a possibility that you would move it on Shabbos. Muchan l'shimush b'shabbos. But kelim shebechanut. But if you have kelim, let's say in the store is closed on Shabbos, and you're going to go in there to get something, right? Anything that's totally not in your mind to use on Shabbos would be in this category. Okay, so that's a little bit about muksamach bas chesron kiss, but there are, again, many examples of this anything that you wouldn't use for any other purpose. And then let's start now the next category of muksamach bas gufo. Muksamach bas gufo, which that lashon is not in the Gemara anywhere. But there are examples. We've called it muksa machmas gufo, inherit muksa, no usage. Right? The Gemara does not give this formal name, but it's basically anything that is not a kli. or have usage. Food is not a kli also, but food is not mukhtar machmas gufo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet, source 29, you have it there on page 269. Bakas, you can't help prop up a pot with a piece of wood. V'chein bedeles, Shabbos Gufei Tishterei. Why not? So why can't you move it? You could take a cup to turn it over and put it under. Hani milehechadi gatoras kli alav. If it is has a status of a kli, then it's usable. You could use it on Shabbos. Aval hecha delot lekatoras kli alav lo. But if it doesn't have a toras kli lo, then it is usser. It has no usage on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot move it. The Rambam says v'kol she'eno kli kagon avanim maos stones money kanim reeds koros boards v'chayotzibah and also lataltalam. These have no use on Shabbos. Inherit muksa. Muksa machbas gufo, money, rocks, stones. The Shulchan Aruch, Dovar, source 31. Dovar shein lo shaychus kli. Something that doesn't have the status of a kli, it's not connected to a kli, could go in sroros, oavanim, pebbles, and stones. Avo bishirim lachazos b'em kli. Even though you can use it, but you didn't think about it before Shabbos, you didn't do anything before Shabbos to make it, we'll get to that by the Shem next year, also lataltalam, that you're not allowed to be metaltel, inherit muksa. Rama, the kol she'inu kli klau, also lataltelo, afilu tzara gufo, kol she'kein, l'tzarech makomo. Where this doesn't have any types of heterim, like a kli shemalachto lisser. What are other examples of kli muksa machbas gufo, says the Yalkut Yosef, afia, certain types of ingredients in the kitchen that are useless on Shabbos, because you would never use a baking powder. Right, baking powder, you only use that in raw dough, right? If you have balchaim animals, kaf torib shalim mechubar bebeged, a button, money, mace, a dead body, zmuksumachem gufo, eitzim, koros, boards, kanim, any type of these types of items that have no use and they're not a kli, they're muksumachmas gufo. The Gemara talks about, comes up often, what about raw food? Let's say you're going to put something in the freezer. You want to put something in the freezer, and then you have to move a raw piece of meat out of the way to put something in the freezer. Ooh, raw piece of meat moving. Again, if you're not going to do it directly, you're going to put the food under it, just it's going to get popped up from the other food. That could be mutter, because that's called tiltum anatzad or tiltum agufa, not directly. But here, what you got to pick something up, something raw. So the Gemara is machalik between fish and meat. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Dag Malich, source 33, salted fish, mutal tatzalo, you're allowed to move. Dag Tafel, asal tatzalo. Unsalted fish you can't, because the Gemara assumes nobody will eat unsalted fish. Basar, bein tafel bein malich, mutal tatzalo. Meat you can, because some people would eat raw meat. We'll see. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, Shaka that way. Again, whatever has some type of usage is allowed. Is mutter, is not muksa. But if it doesn't have any type of usage, it doesn't. So the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch assumes, basar chai, right, raw meat, afilu tafel, she'enem olu klal, unsalted, mutter l'taltalo, mishum chazi l'umsa, you're allowed to chew it, it works for chewing, dag maluach mutter l'taltalo, v'she'enem maluach asar, m'mnei she'enem roi, it's not roi. And the Taz explains, because unsalted raw fish is not even fit for dogs. A dog won't eat an unsalted raw piece of fish. And the meat, you could eat. Hadasrina bedag tafa bebraisa, kamashikasav kana chareze, mitan dolo chazi klau, afilu leklavim. And when mashmet, if it would be mutter leklavim, it would be allowed. It wouldn't be muksa. The Magen Avraham doesn't like them. The Magen Avraham assumes that if you have people food, if you have something that normally human consumption, then even if it's in a state where an animal would eat it, it's still going to be muksa. Because you're not giving it to your animal. It's not really roi for the animal. Says the Magen Avraham, v'chak kasav amor, reish perek chafalaf, de'im lo chazi lo umsa, as lo tatu lo mishum tekol midi, debar achilahi, anything that's edible for people, de lo chazi lo mecha ad motzi Shabbos, but you can't eat it till motzi Shabbos because that's to be prepared, l'klavim nami lo koi, it's not going to be for dogs, v'lo metaltalin, and that's why Rav Mordechai Elio says, if you have fish, uncooked fish, oh, a cat will eat it. But nobody buys fish in order to give to their cat, says Rav Mordechai Elio. Top of page 272. Tshuva. Dogem she'ena muvushalim hey muksa. Uncooked fish are muksa. Bishom she'ena ruyim lachila b'nei adam. It's not roi for people to eat. Ukamochein ein heter l'taltalam kocha l'chatulim. There's no heter as cat food. Bishom de'ein adam ba'olam she'kone dogem l'ocha l'chatulim. Nobody in their right mind buys fish to give to their cats. But l'chein anetzadi, it's obvious. Shalos kavin l'ha'achil bohenes achatulim el'kone osalasmi. But if yourself, and therefore it would be muksa machmas gufo. The Aruch HaShulchan notes that nowadays nobody would eat raw meat. Nobody eat raw meat. So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says raw meat is okay because chazi l'umsa, nowadays it would be muksa machmas gufo. Because nobody would eat raw meat. So you put something in the freezer, you cannot directly pick up a piece of steak that's raw. Mil diladina ladidon, kol basar chai muksahu. Dein lanu ochlim basar chai klal. And the Ben Ishchai, the Shemir Shabbos, also agrees that raw meat today is muksa. Interestingly, bizman hazeh, the halacha might be flipped. The Gemara said raw meat is more mukhan than raw fish. And the Aruch HaShulchan and others say, no, raw meat today nobody eats. But raw fish, maybe some people will eat, right? Because of sushi, people eat raw fish. So maybe today, the application of the halacha is flipped. And that's what it says in the Tshuva Mara B'mara Bazak from Eretz Chemda. It's not muksa on Shabbos. And there are other. It comes up. We don't realize this. There are many items that are muksa. Uncooked rice. Nobody's going to eat raw rice. Let's see, in the pantry, moving things around. Again, directly. Bonner quotes in the top of page 273. Flour, yeast, dough, uncooked spaghetti. Right, anything that needs processing, mashed potato mixes, cake mixes, popcorn raw, are all muksa machmas gufo because they're not roy to eat right now and they're useless. What about vegetables that aren't eaten raw? Okay, carrots are eaten raw. That's not a problem. What about potatoes and sweet potatoes? Does anybody eat them raw? Again, if you're starving, you'll eat them, but generally they're not eaten raw. So lechora, those are also in the category of muksa machmas gufo. One more halacha for today, and that is, you see on page 273, sales catalogs. Catalogs. So generally, are you supposed to read those on Shabbos? Probably not. Probably in the Gzeira of Shtari Hadyotos that you're not supposed to be involved in business activities. Let's say they have some pictures in them. You want your kids to look at them. So a catalog showing pictures, Rav Moshe assumes it is a klisha malachto le'isser at most, and it can be used to look in. That's what Rav Moshe says in 41, Sifrei mischar v'katalogim, tmunos u'mechirim shel chavatzim, are they muksa? So yet, if they're mamish, you're thinking about buying and you're looking for ads, that could be a separate issue. But now we're talking about muksa. He assumes they're not muksa if they have another purpose. Or Shlomo Zalman assumed that leaflets and flyers that for advertisements, those would be worse. Those would be muksa machmas gufo, Shlomo Zalman assumes in source number 42. Okay, how do you make something muksa machmas gufo un-muksa machmas gufo? How do you make it roy? Stav HaShem will be the next year, and we'll have to talk about graf shel rei, which is a very important topic in terms of garbage bags, filling up the garbage, taking the garbage out on Shabbos, changing diapers. So that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to next time in the second half of Shir Vav in our series.